Well, Jimmy, unfortunately the club lost its secretary, Simon Carrington, at the age of 34 just yesterday, and you want to dedicate this win to him.
Yeah, 100% that was dedicated to Simon and his family. Simon was an unbelievable club servant and a great human being. You know, he was actually texting me on Wednesday evening, texting me prior to that to wish me luck. Then again on Thursday, wish me all the best for the game today. So, yeah, very, very, very sad news and definitely tribute to a fantastic human being.
And Kyle Edwards, you entrusted him with his full debut today, and how he's repaid you with that goal.
Yeah, Kyle's been magnificent. I've worked with Kyle for a number of years, from under eights, under nines, and seen him progress through the system and through the academy. Kyle's always played like that. I could dig out some DVDs of Kyle being an under nine, and would go on rampaging runs like that and do it. So to do it at this level, at this stage, is magnificent achievement. I thought he played with some maturity. He's obviously had a loan experience, and I thought that was utilised today with the maturity that he played.
And in the first half, you did have to rely on Sam Johnston a fair bit. I mean, that save from Barbe's free kick was one out the top draw, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's that's something Sam, and I said this after the Swansea game, Sam hasn't had enough credit for this year. He obviously made a lot of eye-catching saves on Wednesday evening, and he's done the same again today. He's a fantastic goalkeeper. He's able to manage ball with his feet as well, and gives that calmness and that assurance. Again, I think it was magnificent again today.
And it was a case of Albion, I thought, growing into the game today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I said to the players at half time, don't underestimate the power of the conditions and the momentum that gains. Obviously we were under the cosh at times in the first half, but in saying that, we had some really, really good moments where we've played and created chances. And it was, ironically, it was Colin Edwards' cross across the face of the goal where Dwight just missed it and Jay just missed it far post. So I think, the players themselves coming in, certainly the back four, knew that under those conditions, if we come in, goalless, 0-0, we had a real, real good chance second half, and I think you've seen that second half where we begin to have some moments of control and cause Brentford some real issues and some real problems.
So two wins out of two now. I'm trying to shield my back for the wind as much as possible. What happens now then for you, Jimmy?
Well, as we spoke before, obviously got the timely international break. It's been a kind of a whirlwind week with many things happening. So we have 3 days off now. The club have said to me that they'll keep me informed of developments with the appointment of a new head coach. So, it was day by day and game by game. I'm looking forward to having 3 days myself. And we're back to work on Wednesday. So, I'll have to wait and see what happens from the powers that be.
I mean, is there the prospect of perhaps you taking it till the end of the season, do you think, now?
I'm not. I haven't looked that way. I haven't thought about it. I'm just here to do the best I possibly can, and to do what the club asked me. So the club has said day by day, game by game, and that's the way it shall continue.